fundraising campaign for CIUT-FM is now up and running. Please donate today so we can keep on delivering all the diverse music and spoken word programming that you tune in for. It's your radio station, and we'd love for you to donate at www.ciut.fm. Thank you in advance.
Proudly student and listener-supported community radio. CIUT 89.5 FM, the sound of your city.
Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto. I'm Phil Taylor, your host, and that was Lee Morgan. And for a moment there, the sound of your city was no sound, but here we are. Today we're going to be, in a few minutes, we'll be talking to authors of a new book, we'll be finding out when it's available. I think it's a brand new book. It's Challenging Exile, Japanese Canadians and the Wartime Constitution by Eric M. Adams and Jordan Stanger Ross. Couldn't be more timely if you read headlines in today's media. The big subject, I guess, there's several, but I want to maybe catch up on some, pick up some, let's say, extra innings. I want to say something about the Toronto's team, the baseball team that went so far deep into the playoffs and just had, in one sad moment it had to end. And everybody loved the team, and they should. So I want to point out something, that there was a tendency to really emphasize, and partly it's because of the contemporary politics, that this was Canada's team, and even Doug Ford, our premier, got into it about our team beating their team. And there's something that the Jays do that is really makes them, I think, our team. I don't care what side of the border you're on. When they hit a home run, they put on a jacket, and the jacket has the countries from which all the players on the Blue Jay teams come. And all you have to do is take 2 seconds to think, why did they choose to have that jacket, and why did they choose to put Venezuela, Mexico, Dominican Republic, Japan, U.S., Canada, but they put, because they were saying, this is where we're from. And that's, and Toronto, that when you look at that jacket, that's where we're from. I think it's a, somewhere in each of their hearts, as they're telling us, is that yes, we appreciate saluting the American flag or standing at attention and listening to the anthem. And we don't mind listening to the Canadian anthem. But we're all from countries that we like to respect them too. And to note where they're from, because at home, mothers and fathers and communities are rooting for them as players. And they know themselves as an international team in a sense that they have to respect each other, their teammates, and they made a great team. And I said on the show last week that it'll be remembered as the Jays of 25. And that can't be taken away from them. They got a little place in sports history, a very honorable one. But please remember that jacket, because it rebuts all those who want them and take advantage to try to promote a particular kind of patriotic notion, and it's too narrow. That jacket won't fit because Torontonians are from everywhere. By the way, just as New Yorkers, people are very upset, not upset, many are thrilled to death, actually, but at the what has developed in New York. New York has the same demographics, almost exactly the same demographics of those born who are New Yorkers but were born outside the U.S., and of course, they're made up of people who from all over the world, and it has become when they come together and do what they did, vote for Mr. Mamdani, then wonderful things can happen, and they do respect each other. The game of playing them off against each other has been, pardon the pun, trumped by the people of New York. And we should have the same spirit here of regarding ourselves as Torontonians and from all over the globe. And again, I say the demographics, the numbers are almost the same as New York. And so maybe we could get Mamdani an honorary Blue Jay jacket or something, or he should start that idea, transfer that idea to the Mets. Again, people have self-respect, you know. If they see this one flag, and they're not from there, but they're always standing at attention and all that, they're thinking, I have a country. We have a flag. Something to consider. On the matter further of Mamdani's election in New York and its some of its import, to me, it's something I want to remark on is that the inadvertently or by a historical just coincidence, on CIUT, on the Taylor Report, some years back, wasn't long ago, we hosted a scholar and gave us an hour interview and later spoke at a different book list in Toronto. And I became acquainted, on a good talking basis, a good friendly basis with this scholar. And we now learn because of the election that was the father, Mamdani's father, was here at the Taylor Report, and he is truly a scholar. And I was not surprised at all when I learned that he had been our guest and that his son is now the mayor of New York. The son is very much like the father. By the way, the mother, of course, is quite remarkable. Mamdani's mother is the director of Mississippi Masala and other films. But he was a very friendly, outgoing, just exactly like his son, except not quite as, animated. He can't do rap, I think. But he's a good fellow, and I think it's a credit to CIUT. I don't think CBC and the other outlets wanted to have him on because he has written some rather important books that were at that point in history would have made the CBC uncomfortable. He wrote a wonderful book called Good Muslim, Bad Muslim, and he was explaining how the U.S. judges a good Muslim as one who carries arms, soldiers on the behalf of the U.S., and if they should change their position, they are become bad Muslims. That's the basic thesis of the book. Being a scholar, it's a scholarly book, but he does a wonderful job in that book. So CBC certainly didn't want to talk to him about that. And they didn't care to have him. Actually, you can see I'm promoting the station again and pointing out that we have guests who, because of the headlines and the dominant ideology of the country are not always welcomed by major media. So Mamdani Sr. was here. And CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto, you can, bottom line on what I'm telling you is that that's why you should be supporting the station. I know you do. It is the sound of your city, and we are able to produce unique guests and commentary. So you can go to CIUT.FM and donate and pick your favorite shows and add the Taylor Report to your list. But I do believe in this coming, next time we're on, next Monday, we will be seriously fundraising. And so I think that the fact that we had Mamdani Sr. as a guest is just shows you, you know, gosh, that's why we should have this station. That's that people like this will be found. By the way, speaking at, you know, not in sound bites or 3-minute efforts, but he was here for the entire hour. I haven't got all the news of yet, but I want to just say that Taylor Report is militantly against gambling and sport. And if you haven't noticed, there's an avalanche coming for sports because major sports brands have decided to join up with betting sites and outlets. And I don't know how to characterize them. I could just scrap it all and call them the devil. But it's, once you allow and actually partner with betting, and if you begin to say bet on anything, is he going to, will he appear in the third inning at short? Stop. Here's a chance to bet. Apparently, there's a new wind blowing. I saw it on network, so I'm not. I won't go overboard on what I saw, but they were reporting that there's rumors that of an investigation into pitchers who have been giving away the sign to. indicating what the pitch is going to be. And they showed it was the old tricks of if he wears his belt inside out or something, it means something to the guys who are betting. This is terrible at any rate. The point is that there shouldn't be any professional teams amateur, doesn't really matter. In Las Vegas, which is the headquarters of betting, in this latest scandal, the one involving the NBA coach and players, and then they said the mob. As we pointed out in the Taylor Report, you only see pictures of the players. You don't see pictures of the mob. But the players and coaches are largely African-American. Somehow I think that they like to put those pictures up. And then the league says, oh, well, we're this would be very bad and we're on it. Well, somebody ought to be on the league saying, why you can't be having sharing funds, increasing your profits by immense amounts because of your partnership with gambling organizations. And it's as simple as ABC. But it's going to take somebody really strong and smart to put a stop to it, in my opinion. But we already have the ugly situation of college sports where they now really basically – the word for them would have been semi-pro, I think, would be probably the term, which would apply. There is no university with a football program in the United States where the coach is not paid more than the governor of the state. I mean, We were talking to this on Critics Circle on the Saturday show, and it was pointed out that the mayor of New York, Mamdani, went to Bowdoin University, and was also pointed out that it's not Bowdoin is known for its scholarship, et cetera, but of course it's not a real university because it doesn't have a football team. And they don't have a coach that's making $3 or $4 million. Maybe that was his bonus. It's all gotten much too big. And meanwhile, university students who should be playing sports and enjoying them and not being paid and therefore profiting from just being players and having their own team that is not where they're not worried about being draft picks, et cetera, that would help. But that's the situation that has developed. And there's a good song, we sometimes play it by Rosetta Tharpe, called This Train. And the reason we play it is that, of course, that train is bound for glory, and it there's no gamblers permitted. So again, this is the Taylor Report. I want to remind you, before we move to our guests, that you can support the station, The Sound of Your City, CIUT.fm, donate, and get aboard the train. And 89.5 make you part of the team, as it were. $89.50 makes you a CIUT member. When we talk to you next week, we'll of course be outlining all the little extra things you might get by contributing. So let's please do that. I can't tell you whether or not I don't actually have the word yet of whether the U.S. Senate and the Democrats and the Republicans have gotten together to see if they can have a government that's actually functioning. They seem to be in a downward spiral no matter whether the Congress meets or not. There is this guy who was going to make America great again seems to have scrambled the eggs, and you cannot unscramble them. And our own, the scrambling of these eggs began primarily with Ronald Reagan. And he was the one who fired the air controllers. And if you have seen interviews with people who actually work as air controllers, you will have it explained to you that firing we're still living with, that they never got back to the place they were in terms of competence and having a full complement of qualified air controllers. That's one of the reasons, I suppose, that Doug Ford tells us that Ronald Reagan was one of the great presidents. But that crisis is right in front of us, and it's going to impact on Canadians. We're going to take a break. I think, have we found Joan Baez or whomever? And we're going to have a little music. This is the Taylor Report, and we will be back with our guests.